Growing concern over police resources, more and more time is spent at borders, not on crime, despite the border technically being lifted tomorrow week. Of course, about 300 police are now being redeployed from around the country to continue to man the checkpoints. That doesn't include those already working in MIQ. Former police officer Hamish Pearcey is with us. Hamish, morning.
Good morning, mate.
Are we wasting our time on resource here?
Well, it does seem a pretty difficult position for police to be in to man a border that may or may not be there, according to what the government's saying, and it's a lot of resources to have in one place.
Have they been instructed by somebody, or would this be Costa just making it up as he goes along? I mean, is someone driving this?
It's difficult to say. I mean, police officers themselves have to do what comes down from on high. So, you know, someone at some point has given the instruction that that's what they're doing, whether that's internally within the police or externally in the government.
There's a sense, I don't know if you get the same sort of message as I do, there's a sense that crime in this country isn't being dealt to the way it should be by the police, and that they might be resourced elsewhere, and we need to do something about that. Is that fair or not?
Well, 300 people, officers, man and border, is a lot of resources to take off the streets from other duties. And I'm sure that the police association feel that as well. And to be honest, your individual officers who are manning that border are going to be in rock and the hard place, because they're there to do a job, but they're going to be there and the public aren't going to really appreciate that at all.
No.
And it's going to potentially cause massive snarl-ups with the traffic as well. So it's not going to be a great position for police officers to be in.
And you didn't join the police to stand at a checkpoint, did you, in general?
Well, I must say it is strange times. But it is a border that we had thought was coming down, but then to turn around and say it's going to be manned, then, yeah, I think this, you know, if you're manning borders on a motorway, you're going to cause some pretty huge traffic snarl-ups.
Yeah.
That's going to be unavoidable.
What do you make of the government law that seems to give iwi some sort of power to stand on a road and set up a roadblock, and you guys, police, have got to sort of go along with that? Is that going too far?
Well, potentially we could do that if they had an officer with them who could potentially, you know, endorse that. But it does seem that the public taking their own stance and becoming self-policing, and it does smack a bit of potentially supporting one group. I mean, imagine if somewhere else in the country, someone else, another group wanted to do the same thing. Would that be legal or would it be illegal?
Exactly.
So we've got to consider on that scale. If police wish to endorse it and, you know, to make it legal, then they probably need a presence with iwi to do that. But it does almost come across as being the resources to do it. So I suspect that the association is of the same view, that the police resources are pretty well stretched.
Good on you, Hamish. Nice to see you. Appreciate it very much. Hamish Pearcey, former police officer. It's interesting stuff. We're running a very good piece this morning about what's going on in Auckland. Auckland's an ugly place at the moment. It's an angsty, angry sort of place. A rise in aggressive behaviour means, for example, Auckland Transport wardens are now work in pairs. Recruitment of parking wardens, that's been suspended. Who wants to be a parking warden? The numbers are now dwindling. While shootings and serious crime grab the headlines, the manifestation of frustration, along with the disenchantment, continues to play out in more mundane encounters across Auckland. Smaller but still disturbing crime seems to be on the rise. Curbside break-ins to robberies from community and sports facilities. We've all seen it. We all know people have been involved in it. And that's what the police should be working on, not standing at the border.